I'm Kier.
I'm Sarah.
And I'm Dania from Period 1. And today is November 5th, and we will be talking about anxiety.
Anxiety is a real problem in society, and it's going to keep growing unless something is done about it.
Go. In my annotated bibliography, Don't Panic, it states how medicine can better help with anxiety. For example, one quote says, "For a smaller trauma, I usually suggest starting with a low dose." The first quote is explaining how the different levels of anxiety determines how a high medicine dosage should be. Another quote is, "Fears can mushroom if not treated and may manifest as being afraid to leave your home, drive on the freeways, and walking down the street." The second quote is evidence is how PTSD / anxiety can become a major problem if not taken care of properly.
In dealing with anxiety, Dr. Thank God from All Africa Global Media talks about what people can do to cope with anxiety. She gives helpful tips like, whenever the problem comes to your mind, just try this technique. Delay worrying for another day. She says this to reach out to people who are dealing with anxiety. Thank God also wants us to know people often experience a general state of worry or fear before confronting something challenging, such as a test, examination, recital, or interview. She's addressing what can lead to anxiety in the first place, and that it can be from everyday occurrences.
But there are some other solutions to cope with anxiety. One of them is bibliotherapy. The goal of bibliotherapy is to broaden and deepen the patient's understanding of a particular problem that requires treatment. It's good for teenagers to read about their anxiety and other mental illnesses to help themselves to cope. Bibliotherapy can serve as an obstructive, non-threatening medium to help adolescents relieve their stress and increase their coping skills. Wright, Hayden, Chusin, and Deborah Valentin in the 2001 article Helping Adolescents Cope with Their Mental Illnesses of a Parent Through Bibliotherapy. Tucson and Valentin write, "Readers gain insight on the problem-solving and coping skills of the characters, subsequently applying their learning to their own lives."
Thanks for listening. We hope that whoever is listening remembers that they aren't alone in whatever they're dealing with. They should seek help because there are other people also dealing with anxiety who understand how anxiety works and how to help it.